This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show November of last year, Agentix Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AGTX. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Rudy Mizaki. Rudy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here again. Can't believe it's
been a year. Yeah, it has been. It's been a long time. I was going to say, before we get started with the show and the Q&A and everything, give my listeners a little bit of a backstory and who you guys are, maybe an about statement, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, well, I think to refresh for the audience, Agentix, we're a clinical stage biotechnology company committed to the development of therapies for metabolic diseases, including type 2 diabetes, obesity, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and what's known as non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, also known as NASH.
Well, one of the questions I had, since it's been such a long time, give us some recent developments about what's been going on with your company, the cannabinoid situation. I mean, for me, I thought things were going to be more explosive, not just for your company, but when I heard about CBD, CBC, and all the things, I thought, oh my God, you know, we're going into a new paradigm. So if you would, bring my listeners up to speed what you guys have been doing and developing out there in Dana Point.
Yeah, so I think, you know, primarily we have made a shift, and due to the magnitude of this market and those clinical indications I just identified, we've actually reprioritized our clinical development efforts and strategically decided to focus strictly on the pharmaceutical applications of our technology. I previously mentioned, you know, several consumer over-the-counter opportunities
right.
in a prior podcast. But now with really strong development partners, we're pursuing the clinical development of two significant assets to treat these metabolic diseases. As I mentioned, type 2 diabetes, obesity, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and NASH. And both of these assets, you know, we have extremely promising preclinical data that gives us confidence of their efficacy in the clinic. So we've actually gone a little beyond looking at strictly cannabinoids. Natural cannabinoids, these are synthetic molecules to treat these disorders. And then to ensure the proper financing of their development, we continue to strive towards an uplisting of the company to either the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange American. We have ongoing discussions with all the relevant parties, including the finalization even of our certification of an OTC QB listing as an interim step. So as you mentioned early on, we remain publicly traded on an OTC Pink, with an appropriate float of shares and an extremely clean entity. We have no debt, no warrants, or no options today.
You know, companies that are on the OTC, sometimes, especially in your space, find it hard to find partnerships. How are you able to find an attractive development partnership at this stage of your business?
Well, you know, we initially started our search and evaluation process, again, under the premise of finding novel candidates that have a defined safety and efficacy profile. Specifically, that are peripherally restricted, meaning they don't cross the blood-brain barrier. And some may remember a drug, Rimonabant, was developed by Sanofi and projected to be a blockbuster. Mm-hmm. They withdrew that drug due to severe side effects related to brain toxicities.
Mm.
So as a result of this, our efforts, we recently announced two important alliances, one with the National Health Research Institute of Taiwan, I'll refer to it as NHRI, and the other, the Research Triangle Institute International. So we have a worldwide exclusive license and technology transfer agreement with NHRI out of Taiwan. And they're a nonprofit research institute concerning the development and commercialization of what we labeled AGTX 2004. This is a really innovative new chemical entity with preclinical evidence demonstrating efficacy for the treatment of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and non-alcohol fatty liver disease. So, and I hope you don't mind if I get a little technical.
No, go ahead. Yeah,
but
educate
it's
me.
It's relevant. So, is, you know, we've learned now how cannabinoids react with the natural receptors in our body.
Yeah.
So this technology is a peripherally restricted, okay, cannabinoid. It's a receptor 1, referred to as an antagonist, that has successfully completed preliminary preclinical in vivo testing, including demonstrating that it does not cross the blood-brain barrier. So in terms of efficacy, it is able to lower blood glucose and improve insulin resistance in diabetic mice. In addition, it's able to lower body weight and even liver triglycerides better than rimonabant. So the FDA has already approved AGTX-2004's IND, and under the terms of the license agreement with NHRI, they'll assist us with the transfer and advancement of the lead therapeutic candidates as we target to begin phase 1 clinical trials within the next 6 to 9 months.
Wow.
So similarly, we have a worldwide exclusive license and service agreement with the Research Triangle Institute, RTI, you know, another nonprofit research institute, concerning the commercialization of additional therapeutic assets for the treatment of these disorders as well. So they also have evidence generating, you know, generating preclinical models for a lead drug candidate, which we're also labeling AGTX-2003, resulting from this collaboration to show also efficacy in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and something, you know, in non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, NASH, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. It's almost basically we have two bites of the apple here, if you will. So the most exciting aspect of the 2003, it demonstrated reversing liver steatosis in preclinical models. So this aspect is key for the clinical approval regarding NASH, which still lacks any treatment options despite its large prevalence. And now any drug candidate must show that the disease phenotype is reversing significantly. So along with the biopsies, we have gene analysis on specific gene markers associated with NASH, which show it was elevated, and the data revealed that the ATX arms were lower than the controls. So this really provides the company with a deeper pipeline of proprietary compounds that target several multi-billion-dollar indications.
Where do you think we're at in the ball game, inning wise, with cannabinoids, you know, getting with the inhibitors and actually changing the body structure and healing the body itself?
Well, I think that's, you know, that's a key question because as we all know, there's medical cannabis out there. We're actually pursuing, this is strictly pharmaceutical based.
Exactly.
Right, so we're going after strong clinical validation and sanctioned clinical trials by the FDA. And the key is, in both cases, both in medical cannabis and pharmaceutical-based cannabinoids, I think we have a better understanding today of the mechanism of action, how they react to our natural endocannabinoid receptors in our body. And that's what's driving this design, development, and discovery process here in the pharmaceutical industry as well.
Are you guys looking at different strands?
No, it's actually, you can view it as almost a designer molecule. You know, we're not touching the plant. We're not extracting from the plant itself. We're basically replicating those key compounds from that are effective in the human body.
Got it. What do you think some of the key milestones or objectives going forward in 2022 that you guys are looking to accomplish?
Yeah, well, we're continuing to push on multiple fronts, right, both in regards to our uplisting, you know, either to the NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange, to ensure that we meet, you know, not only the interest of our shareholders, but we also secure the capital needs of the company, and then to properly manage the clinical development of these drug candidates. So for our AGTX-2004 program, you know, we've engaged a clinical research organization. We're considering site selections and engagement of clinical investigators. We already have key partners lined up, and it's just a matter of pulling the trigger in Q1 of 2022. And we're also coordinating a pre-IND meeting with the FDA to finalize these clinical protocols leading to IND approval for AGTX-2003. And we've also identified, and we're trying to onboard a chief medical officer to expanding our management team, as well as additional independent directors to the board to support that uplisting, obviously. And finally, we intend to extend our outreach to many potential corporate strategic partners for eventual commercialization. That's key at the end of the day.
Rudy, before I let you go and wrapping up the show right here, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders not to only take away from the show today, but take away from 2021?
Well, I think it was a strong year of development for us and building the infrastructure of the company. We have a strong management team, a great board of clinical, medical, scientific advisors. We're preparing ourselves for that uplisting. We're building a sustainable company in the pharmaceutical biotech industry. And we're just really taking advantage of the knowledge base now and expertise that we have on understanding how cannabinoids are basically work and function within our human body for all these metabolic disorders.
Rudy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that I don't have to wait another year for you to come back on the show. I hope that you come back on the show in another 40 to 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Love to do that. I look forward to that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.